This Thursday night's going pretty good so far, I would say. What are y'all doing out there? Well, get ready, because we're going to switch over here. Deep inside of the Coral Reefer Band, there's a love of bluegrass. I can see that's really exciting to some of you people out there. Well, we're going to get you excited about it, because you're about to hear Daphne Blue and the Show Ponies do a little bit of a tribute to you, actually, because of being able to say the Changes in Latitudes is still selling after 40 years. I mean, come on. Thank you very much for the run. So we hope you enjoy this right now, but I have to change into my Daphne Blue clothes right now. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Daphne Blue here. There she is. All right. And these are the Show Ponies right here. How about, let's have a little whinny, boys, huh? Yeah, all right. Okay. Now, get extra feedback tonight if y'all don't mess up this song. Is that okay with you? So here's a couple of songs from Changes in Latitude with a little different version of them right now. Mr. Mack? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, me first. That's right. Correct. Okay. All right. I was getting very excited there. So, in the land of Mark Twain, why could I ever forget this? This is a little song I wrote about a book called Following the Equator, which was my book that Mark Twain wrote in 1885. And we actually went down to New Zealand a couple of months ago, where there were two opera houses that Mark Twain actually played in 1885. And I went, I'm going to play those goddamn opera houses. And that's on my bucket list. And so we went to Christ Church in Wellington and performed on the stage that Mark Twain played on in 1885. So we're glad to bring that back to we're as close to Hannibal as we can come. Be good and you will be lonesome. That's what living is to me. Say diet cola sheets. Worlds apart. The spirit of the Black King still reverberates through Haitian hills. He rules the sea. All the fish would give. Mark it down, yeah.